You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, again, today is a big day here at Trinity with baptism, with confirmation. It's just a great day to celebrate. But as we think about that, I do have a couple questions. And Cassidy, I asked you these questions earlier, but when you brought Bellamy home, when she was no longer attached to you via that umbilical cord, did you decide that now's the time to just stop feeding her? No was the answer, just in case you couldn't hear that. Okay, so just a little bit, you came back to work and teach in third grade here at Trinity. At that point, when you were no longer home 24/7, did you decide that that was a good time to just stop feeding her? No. Okay, all right. Well then, you know, in some time, at some point she'll be weaned and you'll no longer be like that source of food for her. At that point, when she no longer like needs you, will you stop feeding her? No. Okay. No to all of those questions, right? What and how Bellamy is fed will change throughout her life, but the need to be fed won't go away. At 10:30, I'm going to ask confirmands some similar questions, but since they're not here in front of me today, I'm going to ask you these questions. Did your parents stop feeding you when they brought you home from the hospital? No. Okay, right? Out loud is the answer, not in our heads. When you went to kindergarten, did they stop feeding you? No. When you graduated eighth grade, did they stop feeding you? No. Maybe when you graduated high school and maybe went off to college or off on your own, did they stop feeding you? No. When there were other big events in your life, like when you got married, when you had kids, or even when you retired, I'm going to ask this a little differently, did you stop needing food at that point? No, right? Obviously, all of those answers are no. What and how you eat will change throughout your life, but the need, your need for food will not go away. Well, Peter says the same thing to us about our faith. He says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation, right? Long for that pure spiritual milk. Peter doesn't ever give us a picture of graduation from what we need from God. Instead, he gives us a picture of hunger. Right? A newborn needs to eat. A child needs to eat. A teenager needs to eat. Adults need to eat. Life needs to be fed. And that life of faith is no different. Right? God gives us life by his Spirit. We just got to witness that life by his Spirit. God feeds that life through his word and through his sacraments. And that living faith, right? It needs to be fed. It longs for pure spiritual food. But Peter says, right, it longs for pure spiritual food that by it we may grow up into our salvation. That's an interesting phrase. Right? Does that mean that, like, right now Bellamy has like 5% salvation and our confirmands, when they stand up and publicly confess their faith, that they'll have 100% salvation? Or maybe they're teenagers, so 50% salvation, and then us, true, like, mature adults, we have 100% salvation? Is that what that means? This is, again, when you can answer that out loud. Is that what that means? No, right? Peter isn't saying that you become more saved the more that you know or the more that you do, right? Cassidy, now the two other questions, right, is Bellamy equally as human as Ezra? Yes. Has Ezra grown up more than Bellamy has? Yes. Right? Bellamy doesn't become more human the more she eats. She eats because she is human. Right? She eats because she has life. And as she eats, she grows up into the life that she has been given. Right? The same is true for our faith. In preparation for confirmation, each confirmand was interviewed. Casey and I sat down with them and we asked them a few questions, but one of the questions that we asked was, what are you going to do to continue growing in your faith? Or maybe to ask it using Peter's terminology, what are you going to do to continue growing up into your salvation? And the parents that were sitting beside them were asked a similar question. What are you going to do to help your child continue growing up into his or her salvation? And there were a lot of different answers from each individual. But we heard things like, I'm going to keep going to church, or reading my Bible, or doing my devotions, or praying, or tithing, or being kind. And there were a lot of other answers. But what I want us to recognize is we don't go to church. We don't read the Bible or do our devotions or pray or tithe or be kind so that if we do it enough or that if we do it well enough that God might finally save us. Right? No, we keep longing to receive God's word, to live God's word out, his will out in our lives because we have already received that faith, because he has already saved us and given us life. And then through his word and sacraments, through the fellowship of believers, the Spirit feeds us and strengthens us. In the rite of confirmation, the confirmands are going to be asked, do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Right, this question is not asking, will you keep up religious appearances and make sure everything looks good on the outside? But it's asking, do you intend to keep receiving what God gives? Or do you intend to keep longing for pure spiritual milk? And the answer isn't, I do, but only when I need help. Or I do on Christmas and Easter. Or it's not even, I do because that's what's written in the script and put on the screens and that's what I have to do to graduate church. Right? The answer is, I do by the grace of God. A confirmation isn't a graduation from church. It's not the day when we stop needing God's word. It's not the day when we stop receiving. It is the day that we confess along with the church, the whole church on earth, that I still need, right? I still need what God gives. I still need his word. I still need his supper. I still need his mercy. I need his grace. I still need Jesus. Right? Bellamy still needs fed. Our confirmands, our parents, lifelong Christians, we still need fed because no one outgrows the word of God. No one outgrows his mercy. No one outgrows his gifts. We never outgrow receiving from God. Right? We receive from the Father who gives life. We receive from the Son who redeems us. We receive from the Spirit who feeds us and keeps faith alive with his word and sacraments. Right? That's why Peter says to long for the pure spiritual milk. It's because you have been given life, and living things need fed. In the confirmation interviews, again, one of my favorite comments was that I actually look forward to coming to church now. Fantastic. Right? But it's that longing to receive what God gives. And as we keep receiving what God gives, we grow up into the salvation that he's already given. But Peter doesn't stop there. He says that you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Hey, think of that. Right? That's not who you are trying to become someday. That's not who you will become when you die and go be with Jesus. That's not who you will become on that last day when Jesus returns. That is who you are now, already in Jesus. Right? God has placed his name on you. We just got to watch it happen with Bellamy. He has brought you into his family. God has made you his people. But at the same time, he doesn't make you his people so that you can just sit back and admire your status, or so that you can look down on others who don't yet know Jesus as their Savior, or so that you can treat this as some private possession like a country club that keeps all those outsiders away. But he makes you his people so that you might proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Right, his people who have been made a royal priesthood, priests receive from God, and from what they receive, then they offer to others. Whether it's identity or grace or compassion or generosity or witness, we receive from God, and then we grow in what we have been given, and then we proclaim what He has done so that others may hear, receive, grow, and complain. I said complain. I meant proclaim. Sorry. That's a big difference, right? So that they can proclaim also. Right? So today is not a graduation from the gifts that God gives, right? Not for Bellamy, not for our confirmands, not for their parents who have been walking with them through this process, not for any of us. Today is a call back to hunger, a call to long for the pure spiritual milk that God gives, a call to keep receiving the word that feeds faith, a call to keep coming to the table where Jesus gives himself for you, because we never outgrow receiving from God. Amen? Amen. Amen.